Good day, Australia. I'm Paige Estrotori, your go-to source for everything finance with financial services online. Shall we dive into our bumper stories today? The economy has thrown us a mixed bag over the past few days with interest rates, levies, artificial intelligence, and savings all making the headlines. First up, Australians battling high living costs might soon breathe a sigh of relief. The upcoming Consumer Price Index data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics has got us all on our toes, as it's expected to cast some light on April's inflation rates. Now, for those of you thinking about the US and UK holidays coming up, they might just tweak trading volumes a bit. Not to worry, though, as Reserve Bank of Australia's Assistant Governor, Sarah Hunter, is all geared up to discuss the details at a Sydney conference soon. Keep an ear out for this. The meeting could see the Reserve Bank revisiting interest rates next month. It's not all easy sailing, though. We're still grappling with the leftover hangover from last December's whopping 7.8% inflation, which is slowing down less than the bank would like. Now, let's set course to New Zealand. There's a potential storm brewing that could affect commercial property costs. The Insurance Brokers Association of New Zealand warns of significant hikes in levies on commercial properties, thanks to proposed changes to the emergency services funding approach. IBNZ's CEO, Mel Gorham, has raised concerns that insurance premiums could start playing hard to get, leading to coverage issues. Next up, we have a word from ASIC Chair Joe Longo. Here's the gist. If you're a financial services firm leveraging artificial intelligence, you've got to stay on your toes. Regulations are still regulations, technology or not. Lastly, the wind seems to be changing direction for Aussie savers. Looks like they're choosing to tuck away their Stage 3 tax cuts instead of splurging. This conservative financial trend is backed by a survey from Westpac, suggesting a modest boost in spending only by 0.35 percentage points. So it's all about beefing up those savings accounts now. And with that, we wrap up today's daily financial news. Remember, folks, arming yourself with knowledge is the ultimate investment. I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, your trusted portal for insurances, finance, superannuation, and money management. You can always keep tabs with us at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, Australia, keep those finances healthy.